All right, let's talk about something we all know a little too well. You spend your day hunched over a desk, over a phone, and by the end of it, your back is just screaming for some help. Well, today, we're going to talk about the perfect antidote, the Superman exercise. Now, a lot of people try it, but very few really, truly perfect it. So we're going to break it all down so you can build a back that's not just stronger, but way more resilient.
So you think you've got this one in the bag, huh? Well, let's see. By the time we're done here, you are going to know exactly what it means to be a powerful, straight-as-an-arrow dart, and how to avoid falling into that super common trap of becoming, well, a floppy banana. Seriously, this one idea is going to change the way you do this move forever.
So let's get a little technical for a second, because the official definition tells you everything you need to know. It's a global back extension pattern. What does that even mean? It means this is not just a low back exercise. Nope, it's designed to make your entire backside. We're talking from your upper back, through your glutes, all the way down to your hamstrings, work together as one solid team, all while your deep core is locked in and keeping everything stable.
Okay, so here's our game plan. First, we'll cover why this is the ultimate anti-desk move. Then, we'll run through the absolute non-negotiable setup, your pre-flight checklist. After that, we'll build the exercise in three stages, troubleshoot the most common mistakes with some master cues, and wrap up by making sure you know your own safety limits.
You know, for every hour we spend all slumped forward, our back muscles get stretched out and weaker, while everything on the front of our body gets tighter. It's a mess. The Superman is the perfect counterattack. It strengthens that entire forgotten back half of your body. Honestly, just think of it like hitting a giant reset button for your posture.
All right, before we even think about liftoff, we have to absolutely nail the setup. This pre-flight checklist, it's everything. I'm not kidding. Getting these little details right from the very beginning is the difference between an exercise that makes you strong and one that's just risky and a waste of time.
Let's walk through this. So you're lying face down. First, feel your pubic bone press gently but firmly into the mat. This is going to protect your low back. Now, gently pull your lower belly up and in, like you're trying to make a tiny little pocket of air under your stomach. Next, think about making your collarbones super wide and slide your shoulder blades down towards your back pockets. And finally, keep the back of your neck nice and long with a little chin tuck. This setup right here, this is your foundation for every single rep. Don't skip it.
We are not just going to jump into the deep end with the full, crazy version of this move. No way. Instead, we're going to build it up piece by piece with a kind of crawl, walk, run approach. Mastering each of these tiers is the secret to building the right strength safely. So let's start with tier one.
Tier one is all about isolation. The whole goal here is to teach your arms their job and your legs their job, but separately, so we don't just immediately overwhelm your lower back. We're basically just waking up the right muscles and practicing the basic movements before we ask them to work together.
Okay, let's do it. Start by resting your forehead on your stacked hands. Now for the arms. Take them out to a T shape with your thumbs pointing to the ceiling. Take a breath in and just float your arms an inch or two off the floor. Keep that neck long. Then exhale to lower them back down. Do about 6 to 8 of those. Now for the legs. Bring your arms down by your sides. On your inhale, squeeze your glutes to float both legs up just an inch or two. You want to feel this in your butt, not your back. Exhale and lengthen as you lower. Simple as that.
And this is so cool because it shows you what's actually going on inside. On the left, you've got your mobilizers. Those are the muscles doing the actual lifting, like your shoulders and your glutes. But check out the right side. Those are the unsung heroes, the stabilizers. These are your deep core muscles, the ones that wrap around you like a corset, and all those tiny little muscles along your spine. Their only job is to work like crazy to keep your torso perfectly still.
All right, welcome to tier two. Now we start putting the pieces together. The goal here is to connect your opposite arm with your opposite leg. Why? Because this movement pattern directly mimics how we walk and run. This is where we start to build that real, functional, coordinated strength.
Okay, arms are back out in that T position. Take a breath in, and now you're going to float your right arm and your left leg up at the same time. But here's the key. First, think about reaching long through your fingers and toes, then lift up. It's a subtle difference, but it's a game changer. Exhale, lower everything with total control, and then switch sides. The key here is to go slow, no rushing.
So let's look at our muscle map again for tier two. The movers are pretty similar, but look who just joined the stabilizers team, the obliques. Your deep core is still working hard to keep you locked down,
But now, as you lift opposite arms and legs, your body naturally wants to twist. Your obliques fire up like powerful brakes to stop that rotation, keeping your torso rock solid on the mat.
And now it's time for tier three, the full expression, the grand finale. We've prepped the individual parts, we've built the crossbody connection, and now the goal is to put it all together into a sustained hold. This is where we build real endurance all along your back, with, you guessed it, perfect form.
So you can have your arms overhead, like an I, or out to the side in a T. Take a breath in, and just like before, first think about getting longer. Reach from your head all the way to your toes, then float both arms and both legs up a few inches. Remember, the goal is not about height. It is all about length. Hold it right there for two or three calm breaths, then exhale and lower back down with that same feeling of length.
Okay, you've got the tiers down. Fantastic. Now let's talk troubleshooting. Seeing these common mistakes isn't about failure. It's actually a chance to understand the exercise on a much deeper level. So let's fine-tune your form with a few of my favorite master cues.
This is, without a doubt, the number one mistake: crunching into your low back. You'll feel it. It's kind of a pinching sensation. The fix is that mental cue we've been using. Lengthen first, then lift. Seriously, imagine someone is gently pulling your hands and feet to opposite ends of the room. And keep that pubic bone anchored.
Oh yeah, the shoulder shrug. We've all been there. Your shoulders start creeping up towards your ears, and suddenly you have all this tension in your neck. The fix is this awesome visual. Literally picture sliding your shoulder blades down your back and tucking them into your back pockets. It instantly fires up the right muscles.
And finally, watch out for the rib flare. This is when your front ribs pop right off the mat as you lift up. That's a huge sign that your core has checked out. The fix is to think about keeping your back ribs heavy on the mat and to soften your breath. A giant, forceful inhale is just going to make you pop up.
And that brings us to the single most important image you can possibly hold in your head. A dart is long, it's straight, it's full of energy, and it flies on a level path. A banana is, well, it's curved and kind of passive. Your goal, every single time, is to be the dart.
Okay, before we wrap this up, we have to talk about safety. Because even the best exercise in the world can do more harm than good if it's done wrong or by the wrong person. Your number one job is always to listen to your body. So please take a close look at this safety checklist. If you have active spinal issues, you need to keep this movement super tiny or maybe even avoid it. If you have acute disc pain, this has to be 100% pain-free or it's a no-go. For shoulder issues, use the T-arm position, not the overhead one. You should avoid lying on your stomach in the later stages of pregnancy. And finally, super important, if you have high blood pressure, focus on steady breathing. Never, ever hold your breath.
And let's end on the golden rule, the one thing to take with you. Quality always, always beats quantity. It does not matter if you wrote down 10 reps in your workout plan. The second that your powerful, straight dart starts to bend into a tired, saggy banana, the set is over. That right there, knowing when to stop, is true mastery. So next time you hit the mat, you've got a choice. What's it going to be? A dart or a banana?